The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Here we are. Us country folks surviving. I'm James Kelso. The show is live from North Dakota. And we may be joined by my co-host Paul Fromm in Canada and George in Maryland. We'll see how their Sunday's working out. The astute engineers at John Stadtmiller's Republic Broadcasting Network doing, as they always do, a genius job of keeping all this radio put together. Please keep RBN in your Patriot gift-giving contribution investing plan. We're going to have a jammed up time today of just barely enough time to do what I propose doing. And that is, I want to present to you the best speech I have ever heard. I think the best speech any human being has ever given. And that was Donald Trump's speech yesterday in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, to a roaring crowd of patriots. And I'm going to, here's what I propose doing. I am going to present the entire speech. It's not a long speech, the entire speech in our 3 hours together. So I'm going to have to get right to it. I'm going to have to cut my talking, chatter, and commentary to a minimum. And if you have not heard this speech, I am doing you a real favor. If you have not heard this speech, you will far more enjoy listening to this Donald Trump speech than my voice. And if you have heard this speech, you are going to be like me. You can't listen to this speech enough times. It is the best speech. I've heard some awfully good speeches. Donald Trump's NRA speech on Friday, one of the best speeches I had ever heard to that point. This is the greatest speech I've ever heard. So the crowd is huge. Let me just set the stage here. Paul and George are not here yet. I'm just going to launch right into this speech. You're going to love it right from the get-go. We'll hear about 50 minutes of audio in our 3 hours together. Donald Trump covers everything. And to set the stage, let me say this, a huge crowd, people who stood on the asphalt parking lot for the whole day, for hours, to get into this. And they weren't allowed to bring lawn chairs. You're not allowed to bring backpacks, lawn chairs, or anything else of any size or equipment to these presidential speeches because of security reasons. So these people stood with their children and their wives, their families, their grandparents, for hours, completely happy, uncomplaining. They then packed, probably about 20,000 people packed this facility in Harrisburg. And then I hope that my audio set up here will convey this to you. The crowd, when you hear the crowd, if it's not coming across on the speakers, it's roaring. This is a crowd roaring as if you or I were there, we would probably never have heard a crowd roar this way nonstop for 57 minutes. I'm going to skip the Mike Pence introduction and the two U.S. congressmen that introduced Trump with glowing praise and so on. And the purpose of the speech was, what have I done in my first 100 days? Saturday, yesterday, was the 100th day since his amazing inaugural speech. And this speech that he gave yesterday has the left wing freaking out. on the national news. They're having strokes over what he said in this speech. You'll see why in just a moment as we start it. And as I say, whether you've heard the speech, you're going to want to hear it again. If you haven't heard the speech, I'm doing you a real favor by playing it to you and playing it to you uninterrupted so that you are, or in its completion, in its fullness, so you can appreciate what a masterful thing it is, unedited. I'm skipping the first minute and 20 seconds where he just says hi to Pennsylvania and the crowd goes wild and he says thank you to the people that introduced him. So to save a minute and 20 seconds, I skip that. Let's go right to 1 minute and 20 seconds into the speech. And you are about, folks, if you haven't heard this yet, you are about to be amazed. And if you have heard it, about to be amazed again.
For 100 days, President Trump has been keeping the promises he's made to you and every American. It's been 100 days of action. 100 days of consequence, and 100 days that will be remembered as the days we began to make America great again.
I missed my timing there a little bit.
You know, President Trump's tireless leadership really inspires me every single day. And while left-wing activists and their willing allies in the media
while they've been ignored, I got to recover my timing here. That's, of course, Vice President Pence introducing Donald Trump. Let me go here, and I will let me cut to Donald Trump. Here he comes, and let's go into that. And I'll cut into it. Let's see, I'll cut into it one more minute. Okay, here it is. This is great. We'll start, I'll just drop it in right here.
Then to be more than 100 miles of Hollywood actor.
Here we go. I apologize for not having my timing just right.
Friends that have helped us so much. Congressman Scott Perry, G.T. Thompson, a couple of my originals, Mike Kelly, who I watched on television. He was great. Where's Mike Kelly? Where is Mike Kelly? He's here someplace. Where is he? Boy, were you great on television this morning. And of course, one of our other originals, Congressman Tom Marino, right? Thank you. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Tom.
Here it goes.
As you may know, there's another big gathering taking place tonight in Washington, D.C. Did you hear about it? A large group of Hollywood actors and Washington media are consoling each other in a hotel ballroom in our nation's capital right now. They are gathered together for the White House Correspondents' Dinner without the president. And I could not possibly be more thrilled than to be more than 100 miles away from Washington Swamp, spending my evening with all of you and with a much, much larger crowd and much better people, right? Right?
Absolutely beautiful crowd.
And look at the media back there. They would actually rather be here, I have to tell you. That's right.
CNN sucks. You can't hear it. Every person shouting it out.
Media outlets like CNN and MSNBC are fake news. Fake news. And they're sitting and they're wishing in Washington. They're watching right now. They're watching. And they would love to be with us right here tonight. But they're trapped at the dinner, which will be very, very boring. But next year, maybe we'll make it more exciting for them in Washington, and we'll show up. But we have a good chance of showing up here again next year, too. The truth is, there is no place I'd rather be than right here in Pennsylvania to celebrate our 100-day milestone, to reflect on an incredible journey together, and to get ready for the great, great battles to come, and that we will win in every case, okay? We will win. Because make no mistake, we are just beginning in our fight to make America great again. Now, before we talk about my first 100 days, which has been very exciting and very productive, let's rate the media's 100 days. Should we do that? Should we do it?
Loud booing, everybody.
Because, as you know, they are a disgrace. According to a Morning Consult poll, more than half of Americans say the media is out of touch with everyday Americans, and they've proven that. According to Media Research Center, 89% of the media's coverage of our administration has been negative and purposely negative. And perhaps that's because, according to the Center for Public Integrity, 96% of journalists who made donations in the last election gave them to our opponent. Does anybody remember who our opponent was?
Lock her up.
That was some opponent. Finally, according to a poll last year from the Associated Press, only 6% of Americans have a lot of confidence in America. That's very bad. That's much lower than Congress, by the way. But I'll give you an example of something really incredible. That's right. Get them out of here. Get them out.
A heckler. Get him out. Classic Trump. But now as president. Crowd going wild. Get him out. Everybody's smiling. Everybody standing.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Do we love our law enforcement or what? to thank the fire marshals. They have a lot of people standing outside. We really maxed out. We broke the all-time record for this arena. How old is this arena? This is not a... We broke the all-time record. And I don't have a guitar, which is pretty tough. Huh? So just as an example of media, take the totally failing New York Times.
Classic.
Pretty soon they'll only be on the internet. The paper's getting smaller and smaller. You ever notice? Starting to look like a comic book. It's getting so. But I will tell you, because I watched, and I used to be in the real estate business, they sold their beautiful New York Times building in Manhattan. A cathedral to journalism. Such a beautiful, beautiful building. For around $130 million. And a group that bought it later sold it for approximately $500 million. And now they live in a very ugly office building in a crummy location. Next, they buy the Boston Globe newspaper with losses for $1.3 billion, invest millions and millions and millions of dollars to get it going. And in the end, they sell it for zero. They give it away. And then they write nasty editorials and op-eds telling me how I should be handling world events and our country. Tell me. But that's what we have. They're incompetent, dishonest people who, after an election, had to apologize because they covered it. Us, me, but all of us. They covered it so badly that they felt they were forced to apologize because their predictions were so bad. You remember their predictions? They lost a lot of people because of the way they covered. So here's the story. If the media's job is to be honest and tell the truth, then I think we would all agree the media deserves a very, very big, fat, failing grade. Very dishonest people. And not all of them. You know, we call it the fake news. Not all of them. Do you notice now they're using, everybody's using the word fake news. Where did you hear it first, folks?
Donald Trump.
By contrast, for the last 100 days, my administration has been delivering every single day for the great citizens of our country, whether it's putting our coal miners back to work, protecting America's steel and aluminum workers. We love that steel and aluminum. Or eliminating job-killing regulations. We are keeping one promise after another, and frankly, the people are really happy about it. They see what's happening. But to understand the historic progress that we've made, we must speak honestly about the situation that we and I inherited. Because believe me, the previous administration gave us a mess. For decades, our country has lived through the greatest jobs theft in the history of the world. You people know it better than anybody in Pennsylvania. Our factories were shuttered, our steel mills closed down, and our jobs were stolen away and shipped far away to other countries, some of which you've never even heard.
I'm going to pause President Trump right there. He's a quarter of the way through his speech. We'll be back right after this short break.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprise 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
We're back, folks. Interrupt Gretchen Wilson and Merle Haggard there. This is James Kelso. You're listening to the American Freedom Party Report. I didn't give the date. This is April 30th, 2017. And Donald Trump's speech is only about 50 minutes long. It's the greatest speech, in my opinion, ever given. And it's the most consequential speech for you and for me of any that will occur in our lifetimes. This speech changes history. When the picture of Donald Trump I'm looking at, and there are easily a quarter of a million views on this audio I'm playing for you on YouTube. What's different? On the front of his podium, the seal of the President of the United States. That's the difference from all those great speeches he gave as a primary and then a general election candidate, saying that he would do the things in this speech that you're about to hear. He has done, not that he will do, has done. And I want you to, those of you out there, one of the things I want to do, those of you who are you know, as enthusiastic as I am about President Trump, this is, you know, going to be a wonderful speech to listen to you. And those of you out there who are being skeptical or who are being very critical or what's a good word here, you're being more demanding, you're going to love this speech too. And that's why I'm playing it for you. It's and I'm going to try to shut up as soon as I can here and go right back to Donald Trump. You're going to hear some brilliant things in this speech. You're going to hear all of the fire of his primaries and general election speeches. I want to make the point here. Donald Trump hasn't backed off. And the only thing that's changed is he's actually done a lot of the things he said he would do. And when you listen to his speech, you realize he is going to get all of the things he promised done and a lot more. This is an incredible figure in world history. Hands down, no question, no competition, the greatest man to appear in my life. Here he goes. Here he comes back. Yesterday in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Heard of. Politicians sent troops to protect the borders of foreign nations, but left America's borders wide open for all to violate. We've spent billions and billions of dollars on one global project after another, and yet, as gangs flooded into our country, we couldn't even provide safety for our own people. Our government rushed to join international agreements where the United States pays the costs and bears the burdens while other countries get the benefit and pay nothing. This includes deals like the one-sided Paris Climate Accord, where the United States pays billions of dollars while China, Russia, and India have contributed and will contribute nothing.
This is a global warming.
Does that remind you of the Iran deal? How about that beauty, right? On top of all of that, it's estimated that full compliance with the agreement could ultimately shrink America's GDP by $2.5 trillion over a 10-year period. That means factories and plants closing all over our country. Here we go again. Not with me, folks.
Bingo. You start talking them up.
Those are the facts, whether we like them or not. The dishonest media won't print them, won't report them, because the Washington media is part of the problem. Their priorities are not my priorities, and they're not your priorities, believe me. Their agenda is not your agenda, and I'll be making a big decision on the Paris Accord over the next 2 weeks. And we will see what happens.
Going to pause right here. You just heard that earth-shaking news. Stay tuned.
Gotta keep my eyes from the circling skies. Tongue tied and twisted, just an earthbound distance.
I'm pretty
set.
Mixtures.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide, foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap, but did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Folks, I'm going to try to conserve time here. By the way, that last ad for goat milk, I'll throw in my own little enthusiasm about that. That's the only milk I've fed my five-year-old his whole life, is goat milk, and the results look very good. Let's go back to Donald Trump. We'll just resume here. And the what I believe the greatest speech ever given, the greatest speech in American history, no question, that President Washington's farewell address, other addresses, Lincoln's Gettysburg address, nothing compares to this speech. It's why I'm going to play the whole thing uninterrupted, unedited on this show. I myself will go back and listen to this many times. Here he is, Donald Trump. The crowd, this is America. When you look at this crowd in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, looking at the crowd, these faces, you recognize yourself. This is us. This is America that Donald Trump's addressing. And David Gergen on the mass media yesterday, or today rather, he is having a freak out. This jerk Gergen, who's worked for every president since Nixon to, all the way through to Obama, Gergen is having a neocon meltdown because he says, Donald Trump, what's he doing? How dare he do this as president of the United States? He's delivering his same campaign address. How can he do that? He hasn't mellowed. He hasn't been tamed. He hasn't been leashed. He's giving the same fiery speech. Only listen, folks, listen to the speech. It's more fiery. Wait till he starts talking about the Latino gang MS-13 and how he's going to eradicate them. Listen in. You're going to love every second of this. There's nothing you can delete. Here he comes.
But they're all part of a broken system that has profited from this global theft and plunder of American wealth at the expense of the American worker. We are not going to let other countries take advantage of us anymore, because from now on, it's going to be America first. Bingo. And I have to.
Wow.
I have to just interject, because as you know, I've been a big critic of China, and I've been talking about currency manipulation for a long time, but I have to tell you that during the election, number one, they stopped, but more importantly, just to show you the dishonesty, so we have currency manipulation by China, but China is helping us, possibly or probably, with the North Korean situation, okay? Which is a great thing, great thing. And I met with the president of China at great length in Florida, and we had long, long talks, hours and hours and hours. He's a good man. Now he's representing China. He's not representing us, but he's a good man. And I believe he wants to get that situation taken care of. They have tremendous power, and we'll see what happens. But the media said Donald Trump refuses to name China a currency manipulator. Now think of this, right? Now we have to have a little flexibility. So I meet with the president of China, and I say, could you help us out with North Korea? You know, you give them 93% of their different materials that they need and their food, and you have a lot of power. We have a great relationship. And then the media said, why didn't he call Donald Trump? And why didn't Donald Trump at a meeting say, you're a currency manipulator? So here's the story. Listen, Mr. President, will you help us out with North Korea? But by the way, you're manipulating your currency. This didn't work, right? So instead of, you understand.
Brilliant.
So instead of saying that, let's see what happens. I honestly believe that he's trying very hard. Not an easy situation for China, believe me. Not an easy situation. But we have somebody there who's causing a lot of trouble for the world. We have China who is really trying to help us. You've seen they've sent back vast amounts of coal coming out of North Korea. So let's see what happens. And I think it's not exactly the right time to call China a currency manipulator right now. Do we agree with that?
What common sense. What a genius.
But they never say that. They say, why didn't he do it? So I promise you in my inaugural address 100 days ago that now arrives the hour of action. And we've, believe me, started from day one. And that is what we've delivered. 100 days of action. In fact, those people and others are exhausted. They've never seen anything like that. They've never seen anything like this. We are ending the offshoring and bringing back our beautiful, wonderful, great American jobs.
Bingo.
We are eradicating the criminal gangs and cartels that have infiltrated our country. You're reading about them all the time. Some of you have big problems with them. Thank you for that sign. Blacks for Trump. I love that guy. Black Switzerland. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, man. That's great. That's really cool. I appreciate it. And we're taking steps to renegotiate or cancel any agreement that fails to protect American interests.
Bingo.
Here are just some of our great achievements from the first 100 days. And I will tell you, in addition to that, we have built such strong foundations with the leaders of foreign countries, and we're set to rock. But we have great relationships with Germany and Japan and China and so many others. The UK, such great relationships. That's part of the process. We've appointed and confirmed a brand new justice of the United States Supreme Court. Bingo. Justice Neil Gorsuch, who will uphold the Constitution and the right of Americans to govern their own affairs. And the last time a new Supreme Court justice was confirmed in the first 100 days was 136 years ago in 1881. And I was devastated to hear that because I thought I'd be the only one to have done that. A long time ago. To protect our jobs and our economic freedom, I immediately withdrew the United States from the horrible, disastrous, would have been another NAFTA but worse, Trans-Pacific Partnership.
Bingo. This is your future, folks.
That would have taken you jobs in Pennsylvania, that I can tell you. That was a total hoax. The TPP would have been a tremendous disaster for our country, and we are not going to surrender Pennsylvania jobs ever again. We've done that once before. It's not going to happen. We've just launched an investigation into foreign steel dumping and aluminum dumping throughout our country. We are reviewing every single trade deal, and wherever there is cheating, we will take immediate action and there will be penalties.
Unheard of.
And we have with us tonight Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross and one of the great, great people on fair trade and good trade, Mr. Peter Navarro. Thank you.
Author of Death by China.
You. And we will renegotiate NAFTA. And if we don't get a good deal and a fair deal for our country, and I've been saying for a long time, we'll either renegotiate or we'll terminate. I announced the other day we were going to terminate. Everybody said we'll terminate. Two people that I like very much, the President of Mexico, Prime Minister of Canada, they called up. They said, could we negotiate? I said, yes, we can renegotiate. So we'll start a renegotiation, and hopefully it'll be fair for everybody. And if it's not a fair deal for our country, because you have to understand, we have been on the wrong side of the NAFTA deal with Canada and with Mexico for many, many years, many decades. We can't allow it to happen. So we're going to renegotiate. And if we can't make a fair deal for our companies and our workers, we will terminate NAFTA. Okay?
Bingo. These are all done deals.
Our directors will put brand new Pennsylvania steel into the spine of America. We've ordered billions and billions of dollars in unpaid duties to be collected at the border from countries that break the rules, and that just started. It's going to be a lot coming in.
Unheard of.
We just want fairness. And I followed through on my promise and issued a new government directive to buy American and hire American. In just these first few months, we've created 99,000 new construction jobs, 49,000 new manufacturing jobs, and 27,000 new mining jobs. Who are the miners here? The miners, finally. We're taking care of our miners. We love our miners. And we have over 600,000 new jobs. And by the way, the stock market since our election is through the roof.
Two more bingos.
I believe, from the point of the election, isn't it too bad that the Obama administration gets a lot of credit for those couple of months? But, all right, because we're doing fine, but they get credit for that because people started going wild with the stock. But I believe we have a record from the time we got elected, from November 8th. We have a record, an all-time record, for the biggest increase in the stock market. So I'm very happy about that. We've removed the shackles on energy exploration imposed by the last administration, lifting the restrictions on the production of oil, shale, and natural gas.
Bingo.
And very importantly for Pennsylvania, we have ended the war on beautiful clean coal, and we are putting our great coal miners back to work.
These are all bingos, folks. Done deals.
We love our miners. I'm also very pleased to say that we have finally cleared the way for the construction of the Keystone XL and Dakota Access pipelines. 48,000 new jobs.
That means billions right here in North Dakota.
They couldn't get their approvals. We got them their approvals in 24 hours, one day. And I want to tell you, the heads of those two companies, they didn't know what the hell happened. They said, how did this happen? They should go to bed and say their prayers. But that's going to be approximately 48,000 jobs. My administration has also scrapped a job-killing regulation that was threatening our auto workers. We want more cars made in the USA, and that's going to happen. We've created a new rule which requires that for every one new regulation, two old regulations must be eliminated.
Unheard of.
And we have signed massive executive orders clearing up the environmental bureaucracy. We're going to have jobs, and you're seeing them already. We've also been very busy on the legislative front, which we have gotten no credit for, and yet I am signing away. I've signed 29 new bills, a record not surpassed since the Truman administration. This includes 13 resolutions to eliminate intrusive federal regulations, the most ever signed in our history. In keeping our promise to our veterans, I've signed legislation to extend veterans' choice. And David, the head of the Veterans Administration, is here with us tonight. David Shulkin. Did an incredible job. And we've increased by 42% the approval for veterans using the CHOICE program. I've also created an Office of Accountability at the VA. Our message to federal workers is clear. If you fail our veterans, you will be held accountable. First time.
Bingo, another promise fulfilled.
To create accountability across government, I've issued a five-year ban on federal officials becoming lobbyists after they leave government service. Good?
Bingo. Fulfilled.
I've got a lot of people in my staff are not exactly happy with that one, but that's okay. And I've issued a lifetime ban on federal officials becoming lobbyists for a foreign government. I've imposed these bans for a simple reason. It is time to drain the swamp.
All of this unheard of.
And that's what we're doing in Washington, D.C. Perhaps in no area have past governments sold out special interests and foreign lobbyists more than on the issue of immigration. Year after year, you pleaded for Washington
right here.
To enforce.
Here comes the big one, folks. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the greatest speech, I believe, in history.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along.
I'm going to rush headlong again with a...
Before the Beatles.
Pardon me to Merle Haggard there for cutting his beautiful song short. Let's go back to Donald Trump. He's going to hit the big one now, immigration. And what this I regard as the greatest speech in American history. Here he goes. And by the way, the best stuff is yet to come, as Merle Haggard sings, is yet to come in this speech. Hold on to your seats, folks.
Refugees flooded in and lax vetting threatened your family's safety and security. Your pleas have finally been there. Oh, don't worry. We're going to have the wall. Don't worry about it.
Crowd's going wild. Crowd's smiling from ear to ear. Everyone else is. Build that wall. This is a huge arena for us.
You know, we've done so well at the border, a lot of people are saying, oh, wow, maybe the president doesn't need the wall. We need the wall to stop the drugs and the human trafficking. We need the wall. In just 100 days, we have taken historic steps to secure our border, imposed needed immigration control like you've never seen before. Is that true? And properly screen and vet those seeking admission into our country. They are going to come in because they love our country. We're not taking them otherwise.
Bingo.
We are operating on a very simple principle that our immigration system should put the needs of American workers, American families, American companies, and American citizens first.
No president since Calvin Coolidge has said that.
I appointed a great military general, John Kelly, to lead the Department of Homeland Security. Since my election, we've already achieved an unprecedented 73% reduction in illegal crossings on our southern border.
Unbelievable.
The greatest reduction in the history of our country, and we just started. The world is getting the message. If you try to illegally enter the United States, you will be caught, detained, deported, or put in prison, and it will happen.
You're not dreaming, folks. Let's pause right there.
As I campaigned across...
We'll get through this in our second hour and have time for you to talk about it. Stay tuned.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.